Hi, friends. Welcome to Radiant Restoration Podcast. Will you renew your mind, body, and spirit, restore your faith, and reveal your true identity in Christ? I'm Robin Snow, daughter of the highest king, wife, and mom to two wild boys. I'm a work-from-home mom who has experienced the overwhelming goodness of restoration in my life, and I'm here to share it with you as we walk through motherhood together. Are you tired of just going through the motions of life, have no idea who you are beyond a mother, and lack any confidence in yourself anymore? Well, Mama, go reheat that coffee and prepare to renew, restore, and reveal what transformations the King has in store for you as we discuss holistic health routines you can easily implement to renew your mind, body, and spirit, build your faith in God and His plan for you and your family, and find your identity in Christ and what He has called you to do for the kingdom. Ready for a whole new you through Christ? Let's dive in. Hey, y'all. So it's been a while. I feel like it's been forever. I took last week off for the Easter holiday and to get to spend some time with my family, catch up on some things. And then over this weekend, I have fallen sick, lost my voice a little bit. So, push things out a little this week for this, but I am just so excited to finally be here, be back sharing. You know, I'll be honest, when I was starting to try to think about, like, what do I want to come back with, I feel like I have a lot of things in the work. I have a lot of things that I'm working on. I'm about to start having more guest hosts. Things are definitely growing. But I knew that this week I needed to come back in an episode for myself before I started those. But I was just really struggling with what to talk about, man. And then it just really hit me, the reality of that. We don't ever get out of, you know, those spiritual attacks or that place that you can get so easily where there's you let doubt and fear creep in and you worry about things. And I could see myself just every time I was trying to go a certain avenue, I could just see myself being like, no, that's just, you know, that's just being you. You're not allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through you on these things. And I just was really beating myself down about it. And just being 100% honest, I was just really struggling to feel like I did in the beginning. I was starting to feel sad about the fact that I just had let this overcome me so much. And so I was, as always, I'm trying to make them turn a mess into a message. And so I started to really pray and I was like, no, I'm going to overcome this. You know, this is obviously something that I still battle with. It's still very easy for me to lose the confidence in myself, but I have to realize that the confidence should not be in myself. It's not from me. None of these things are from me. These are from the Spirit living within me, and that is what gives me the strength, and that's what it's about. And, you know, I heard something that was telling you about that when you're seeing the devil pay attention to you and attack you and things, it's because he knows you're growing and you're getting closer. Like, you can't not expect that, because he becomes interested when you are growing in your walk, and when you are stepping out on faith, and when you are starting to make big moves in Jesus' name. That's when the devil is like, he starts tuning in and he starts really trying to see where he can test you, where he can sift you. You know, we hear about Peter being sifted by the devil, and he will come in and he will sift God's people that have been called higher. And we fail. Flesh and blood fails all the time. And, you know, as someone who is going through really trying to grow in my walk, there has been times where it's been just very intense for me, because it's an eye-opening experience for me of who I am and where I need to grow and what I need to do better. And, you know, the old is dead, and
now the great thing about that is that I can use it to share and to help people. But sometimes in certain topics and certain things, it's harder for me to revisit those areas or to feel adequate enough to be giving advice in those areas because I had failed so much in the past that some things are just harder to share. And those are places where I can really get easily off track if I don't turn it back to the Lord. But, you know, one thing that I've just realized time after time is if you go to the Lord in prayer and in reading the Bible and seeking in Him, you are going to begin to see answers to things. And I'm not saying you're going to hear His voice, you're going to hear straight through Him, but if you are seeking Him, if you are knocking on that door, you are going to begin to find Him. That is the most beautiful thing about, as a Christian, their walk, when they really try to zone in on that one-on-one, that close connection with our Savior, is when you start looking for Him, you're going to find Him in things. And you're going to have to be accepting that you're going to find Him in ways that your flesh doesn't like, ways that are very different than the person that you used to be, things that you feel conviction over that you used to never feel conviction over. You are going to begin to change as a person when you open your heart and your mind up to this and are willing to take it a little bit deeper and say, okay, God, what do you want to show me? Show me who you are, what you are. Show me. And I promise you, as you begin to read, you're going to find that you can stand on what He tells you. And as someone who has really struggled my entire life to trust people, to truly trust people, to not be let down by people. And I know at certain points in my life, I wasn't a trustworthy person. I let people down, you know. And so for me to have found a relationship like that in Christ, where he was the one solid foundation, the one person that never left, the one person that never let me down, the one person that never hurt me. And I just learned to grow in that relationship with Him. It was just this relationship like I had never known. And it was only in those moments when I began to truly surrender like that. And it is still a daily fight and a daily battle to surrender my flesh to the Spirit. And to let go of some things. You know, I am big on don't wait till you're perfect to get out there and talk to people, because we are all so far from perfect. We all fall so short of the glory of God every single day. But what we need is more people out there talking and out there saying, you know, I'm trying to do better here. Where can I pray for you? Where can I help strengthen you? What can we do to help people? What can we do to show people that have been hurt by organizations or organized religion, whatever it may be? You know, what can we show these people that we are a different generation of His children, and we are repenting, we are turning from our ways, we are coming back to our first love, and we are trying to help others to do the same, and that we're just all these broken people here to continue to spread the gospel, because it is the one thing that we can stand on. I know, you know, it's people feel very uncertain about things in life right now. Something just feels off. It just, I think the devil has really ramped up fear in people and being uncertain. And what we should just be able to be certain about is that until that day comes, whether it be soon or years from now or hundreds of years from now, we as born-again Christians have been given a duty to spread His love and spread the gospel and to tell as many people about we can, but also to be a reflection of Him, to be hidden in Christ. And so that is what we are called to do in this time. And it gets harder and harder to be that. It gets so much harder as life goes on and the world becomes of what it is, and we see things fulfilled and things coming. These are all things we're told we will see. These will all be signs. I think it's a little bit in my heart, I know, and I know other fellow Christians. It's just, you can't help but have it on your heart that I need to grow in this. I need to grow in knowledge. I need to be more bold in who I am, what God has called me to be, because we do all have a calling. We are all here for something. We were all given gifts that no one else can use those gifts like we can use those gifts. And if we don't get out there and we don't put them out there, then, they're going to waste, or it's an opportunity for the devil to be using. Because, look, I don't doubt for a minute that there could have been times in my life where I easily, thank God, never lost my faith. I'm grateful for that, because there were times where, very easily some of the gifts that I have could have been used in a different way, or, all of that is real. Everything is real. And we are in a spiritual battle constantly. And it's just wonderful to know that I'm able to grow these gifts for the Creator that gave them to me. Cause I alone cannot do these things. I alone do not have the abilities to go out and to share. It is the Spirit through me. So I just really wanted to come in here and give you guys a couple of scriptures to stand on, let you know that it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to have really great moments where you're feeling really great, and then a couple of days where you're not. Growing in your relationship with Christ is not always going to be very easy, and a walk in the park. He tells us that road is narrow, and we are going to go through so much refining and sifting in those seasons. But the one thing that I can hold on to is that nothing that he's ever allowed the devil to test me with or put me through, and I gave it to God and allowed him to work it out, not me, not Robin figuring out, but gave it to God to figure out. Never once has the outcome not been something so much more beautiful than I ever could have imagined. And making the testing, the sifting, the refining part of the process, and something that we as Christians have to learn to accept that that is part of the process. We got to learn to rein it back in as quick as we can. We have to rebuke the devil and cast out any thoughts, any negative thoughts about ourselves, about what we're doing, what we're called to do, and know in our hearts who is the one within our heart. He leaves the Spirit with us. He says we are always within his presence. And I just know that if you seek, you will find. And if you start knocking, that door will open. And you can turn into someone that you just never imagined you could be, and find such a sense of peace and joy in life that we're all seeking, we're all after. We just all need these things. So I did want to come with a couple of scriptures that we could all stand on. I had looked some up the other day, just honestly, on deliverance. In my notes, I wrote deliverance and then deliver us from evil. And it says, "You are my hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." And that's Psalm 32:7. I really liked this one. It was, "But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world." And, that's just a reminder to us that even though we may fall to temptation, we may fall short, and we may sin, we're going to sin. We live in the world that is controlled by sin. We are going to fall short, but we can always live in that hope that the Spirit that lives within us is actually stronger than this world. It is stronger than the spirit of this world. And when we will team up with that Spirit, when we will connect with that Spirit, he can overcome this world. He can overcome the things and help you to die to this world, to begin to see things so differently than you've ever experienced life, to realize the power that lives within you. The next one is, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. Psalm 107:6. I think, you know, now more than ever, it's a time of repentance for his children, for the prodigal son to return home. You know, we are all guilty. We are all guilty of running away and not being what we could have been and what we needed to be. And we've loved people wrong from a Christian community at points. And, you know, we didn't grow in our relationships. I was a lukewarm Christian for so long. And when you're there, you can't really help people the way that the Lord desires you to help people. We try to stay in seclusion. We don't want to let people know about problems that we have, what we have going on, where it's actually quite literally the opposite of what he wants you to do. He wants us to lean on one another, to go to our brothers and sisters, to confess to them the things that we have going on that we need prayer for, we need help with, that we need to overcome, because we understand that we are not fighting flesh and blood. We are fighting a spiritual battle that we can all come together and overcome. And, you know, that's what the devil does not want you to realize. And he wants you stuck in seclusion. He wants you in your own mind versus going out and telling and leaning on. And I know a lot of people have done that and have tried that, and it has hurt them by a person doing that within, you know, a church setting or whatever it may be, and someone you felt you could confide in. And that's where we have to show that we're different, that, you know, we understand there are people that have hurt. I've hurt, I'm sure. I've been judgmental. I've, you know, we just all have to do better, and we have to all be willing to grow and want to do better, want to learn more, want to understand more, and to be there to help people. You know, we're not the one that's going to do the fixing. We're not the one there to do the condemning and to be coming down on someone about what they're doing. We just have to get them to Jesus, and he will begin to work on those things. And they'll be so much more receiving of that information than they ever were from us or, you know, from anyone else. When they begin to receive the message from Jesus telling them to clean up their act or to do something different, or, you know, stop giving something so much attention and give it back to me. You know, when you hear that from Jesus versus somebody else telling you, you're going to listen a lot better. So the one scripture I did just want to close up with is going to be Colossians chapter 3. And I go through verse 10. It says, since you have been raised to a new life in Christ, set your sights on the reality of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. Because of their sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all of its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. And I think that's just a really beautiful description of what we're supposed to be seeking when we become new creations in Christ. We have to be willing to let the old die, even if some other people may not be able to. We have to be able to let go of it and let ourselves see us in a new light as well, so that we can go out and we can share. And I just hope that, you know, me getting on here and being open and honest with you guys when I do struggle or when I do, you know, have setbacks, it's just to give you that encouragement that you're going to get through whatever this season that you might be in is as well. Troubles will come and troubles will go. And the one fact that we can hold on to is that He will always be with us. He is the one constant thing in our lives, and He will always be there to carry us through whatever we may be facing. All right, guys, well, I would really love to close this in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You for this new week, this new opportunity to reach people and to spend time with my sisters in You, Lord, to come to a place where there is no judgment, there is no worries about your past, who you were. You come as you are, and we are laying ourselves at Your feet, Jesus, and we are in front of the ultimate healer who washes away all stains, Lord, and we know that we've been made into new creations in Your eyes, Lord, and I'm just praying that You will give us the power to have the confidence to use these things, to look within and what You've given us, what gifts You've given us, what Your scripture tells us about the power that You give us. Protecting ourselves with the armor, Lord, we are suiting up for You. And You tell us that that is our way to protect against the devil and his fiery arrows and all the things that he is coming out at us. We know that he is coming, and he is coming to kill, steal, and destroy. But we can suit up in that armor, and we will not be overcome by that, Lord. And though we face tests, we face challenges, we know that these are just refining seasons, Lord, that this is the sifting that will make us stronger in the end, that will give us the testimonies to go out and to help others, Lord. Help us as we fall short. Help us to go onto our communities and to share and to love. We're praying for our schools. We're praying for our country, Lord. We are praying that we will be a country of repentance that will turn from its evil ways and will come back to. We are one nation under God, and it is time to bring this country back to God. And we are praying for that, and we're praying for the schools, all the wonderful staff and teachers that we have that are Christians, that are there to love on them. Let them be shining Christ to You each and every day, and that people are seeing You, Lord. This is a time where we have to be bold. We have to go out and tell others about Your goodness, Lord, and make heaven crowded. That's what we're going for, Lord. You don't ask us to be perfect. You don't ask us to get right before we come to You, Lord. You just ask us to just come to You, Lord, and You will do the renewing. You have already done the hard part. You laid Your life down for us. You are the perfect, spotless sacrifice, Lord, and death has been overcome. The devil has been defeated, and he is on borrowed time, Lord, and we can be filled with the boldness of the Spirit if we will come to You, Lord. We can still reach people, and we can still make a difference, Lord, and I pray that we will do that. As moms, You give us the strength to get through whatever life may throw at us, whatever our kids may throw at us, Lord. We are just praying that You give us the strength to get through it. We know that this in itself is a mission in our lives, that You gave us the great honor of being. Same with wives and getting to be that for our husbands. And for those that are in a single season and they are holding out for that man, Lord, I pray that You give them the strength to love themselves, to see what beautiful person that You created them to be and what difference she can make in someone's life, what difference she can make in many lives. And You will just give her the confidence to stand in that. It is in Your holy and wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks, guys. See you next week. So be sure to go give me a follow on Facebook and Instagram. You can find the information in the show notes. I look forward to seeing you guys next week. God bless.